From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump had a stern warning for Iran on Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. The president's also talking about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whom he says wants to meet as soon as possible.
He really has been very open and I think very honorable from everything we're seeing.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump faces a May 12th deadline to again waive economic sanctions against Iran as part of the deal. In Quetta, Pakistan, on Tuesday, three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces, killing at least six and wounding several others. One of the bombers blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. Rescue workers said seven policemen were taken to the hospital in critical condition. President Trump says the United States stands with the people of Armenia on Armenian Remembrance Day. It's the 103rd anniversary of the start of the massacre of Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks. In a statement, Trump said he deeply respects the resilience of the Armenian people, who he says built new lives in the United States and made countless contributions to the country. This is VOA News. The UN Human